Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Are you occupied with feelings of sickness today? There are so many people that have got that. Are you being consumed with 1 Peter 2:24, which declares by his stripes you were healed? If you are consumed with the sickness attacking your body, if you're consumed with the no money attacking your wallet, if you're consumed with the addiction ravaging your family, if you're consumed in those areas and not consumed with scriptures that tell you the way to get out of this, if you're consumed with those things, the facts, you are going to be in trouble. You cannot be consumed with the problem. You have to be consumed with the solution. And we spend too much time looking up solutions to the problem on Google or from people or on the phone or from the psychiatrist or from the bank or from the doctor. Now, you've got to remember this. God gave us doctors. God gave us chemicals in the earth. He gave us scientists that could mine the chemicals because they're brilliant because God gave them that mind. And then he gave doctors who learn how to study the anatomy of a person and all of that kind of stuff and the DNA. Look at that stuff, what they're doing with DNA today. It's just, to me, it's absolutely incredible. I love it. I love it. It just shows the power of God. But God gave us these people as resources. They are a resource. But they are not the source. God is the healer. The doctor is a resource to get healed. God heals you. The doctor can't heal you. He can help you, make you comfortable, do stitch you, but the skin still grows on its own together. Not him. God is the healer. And these are resources. So we use the resources available to us. We use banks to buy business or whatever it is. We use doctors to help us. We use psychiatrists maybe to find out what's going on. We use resources, but you got to keep your focus on God and on the source. If you're completely consumed with the sickness in your body, consumed with the doctor's report, consumed with the side effects of the medication, consumed with the cost that costs you every month, if you're consumed with staying in bed today and not sure you're going to make it, you need a bathroom near you, if you're consumed with that kind of lifestyle, you're consumed with the wrong thing. I know people that I can't go. Is there a bathroom on the way? Amen. Ladies?
Yes. Yeah.
Now look, it's not nice and it's not fun and it's not funny, but you're more consumed with making sure that you're going to get to a bathroom than making sure that you know the scripture and saying it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Listen. Okay, I'm going to just be a little bit yucky, okay, for a second. Everybody gets the run sometime or other. Right? So why do we panic? Oh God, what's wrong? What's coming down? What? I've got to be in your room. And we go nuts. Why don't you just sit there and say, praise the Lord, I'm having a good cleanse today and that's it. I'm not joking. I do. I do it. If something like that happens to me, say, thank you, Jesus. Here we go. It's perfect. But no, what is this? What is it? Did I eat something? What did I eat? Am I allergic to something? Oh, I better have a bathroom near me. Oh, I can't come. Come on, now this is a church that'll tell you the truth. Amen.
Amen.
So what are you consumed with?
Amen.
We cannot be consumed. Do you know that I just read an article this morning? And they showed 10 different things happening in the world today, which is very similar to what Jesus spoke about when he said the end times is going to be all this stuff happening. There's weird, I mean, weird weather patterns. But God did say these things are going to happen in the end. They're happening. He did say hurricanes would increase. He did say earthquakes would increase. At the moment, there's so many things going on in the world. There's that plague of locusts taking place. There's this coronavirus, whatever it's called, from China. There's another pig flu out. I don't even want to tell you these because then you're going to have to, oh God. I try not to tell you things like that. But there's 10 things listed. Jesus said, you'll see the falling away that I'm coming. You've seen the churches, people standing with the collars in the cloth, people representing God doing absolutely wrong things, agreeing with wrong things. Now listen, I love people, I care for people, but I love God more. I must just tell you that. I'll just give you a heads up there. Amen. And I love my wife and children more than I love you all. Just let's get that clear, right? And you better be the same. Or else I'm calling DCF. Right? So I love God. I love my wife. I love my children. I love you. I love people in sin. And I pray for them to get out of sin. You understand? We've got to love everybody. What gets me is people are throwing people under the bus. When you come against, I don't care who it is, it can be the biggest sinner on the planet. When you come against that person, you're coming against someone created in the image and likeness of God Almighty Himself. Do you understand what I'm saying? And in churches, Christians should never be. We're supposed to love one another. God said these words. He said, people will know that you are my disciples. How? By the love you have for one another. Amen. It's not me standing up preaching so great and, ooh, look at me, I know all these scriptures and I can preach. That's not what makes people say, wow, he's a man of God. No. What is it? The love we have for each other gets him to say, wow, those are people of God. Amen. Come on. Amen. All right, that's a little side journey there. But are you occupied with having no money today, or are you occupied or consumed with Philippians 4:19? You see, if you're consumed with how we're going to get it, when we're going to get it, where we're going to get it, how, what, why, when, who, all kinds of stuff, and you're consumed in that thinking for the money, rather than being consumed with Philippians 4:19 and 2 Corinthians 9:10 and all those scriptures, my God supplies every need I ever need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Not according to the world, not according to the economy, not according to the president, not according to my job, not according to my boss, according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. When I'm consumed with that, rather than consumed with the no money, it turns. Amen. It turns. Everything changes. Come on. If you want to change a situation from bad to good, change it. Not up to God, it's up to you. It's up to me. Amen. Come on. God said, I've already done all I'm going to do. Amen. When He was on the cross, He said, it's finished. And then He went as a high priest with His blood to the throne. Boom. On the seat. Now He's sitting next to God the Father. And guess what? Amen. Bible says in Ephesians 1:6, we're sitting together with Him. Amen. Or is that Ephesians 2:6? Sorry. Yeah, Ephesians 1:6 says that we have been made accepted through the Beloved. God accepts us because of Jesus. And then 2:6 says, we've been seated together with Christ in heavenly places. We're victorious. We're seated in the heavenly places. Now, we're talking in the spiritual realm here, right? Yeah. Amen. Now, how many of you lived in all of that the whole day yesterday? None of you. Not me either. You were in the spirit all day? You never came out? You were trying. Well, that's good. Trying is good. But we can't do this all day, every day. We're humans. You're going to stub your toe and find out just what comes out of that mouth. Come on. You can't sit here making like, oh, I'm Mr. Perfect. The Bible says there was only one perfect man. Only one without sin, Jesus the Savior. No, and if you and I could be without sin, then Jesus did not need to come. He did not need to die and go to hell. He did not need to be stabbed and beaten, wounded and ripped apart. And then He wouldn't have had to resurrect and go to heaven if we could take care of our own problems. Right. We couldn't. He came. Right. Amen. And He made me free from the law of sin and death. Praise God. Amen. So are you occupied today with feelings of defeat? Or are you consumed with 2 Corinthians 2:14, which says, Our thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. Or Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. Or Romans 8:31, if God is for me, who can be against me? I mean, really, what are you consumed with? And you've got to locate you. Amen. If you want freedom, you've got to locate where you're at. And if you're under an attack, it doesn't mean that you're sinning. It might mean you're doing something pretty good. Have you noticed how the more successful you become, the bigger a target you are? When we started becoming a little bit successful, we're not nothing great. But when we started to see some success, oh my Lord, the attack, whoom. I got Brother Dave and the SWAT team praying for my wife and myself almost daily now. Because the attack is relentless. When you're doing something for the kingdom of God and you're standing on the word of God, the devil's trying to get you off that word because he wants you to believe it doesn't work. And I was teaching that last night. I started teaching on something there like that. Don't be fooled out of your authority. Don't be fooled. You like that? Don't be fooled out of your authority. And I said this. I said the guy who wins a game of poker is not necessarily the one with the best hand. Right? You can have a guy with nothing there and he bluffs you into folding and he wins all your money and you had a better hand than him. That's what the devil does with the children of God. So he comes with he comes with the attacks. He does that attack. It's like the lion. I mentioned last night. Like the lion and the whip. You got a man my size standing there and you got this giant lion on a big box up here. Rah, rah, like, and he's got a whip and a chair. And one smack from that lion, the guy's gone. His history. But he's watching, he's focusing on the whip and the chair. You got the bullfighter. I mean, really, it's just so simple. The bullfighter, thin matador. When the devil, when the bull realizes he's the problem, not the red cloth, he will be a doormat matador. He'll be a matador for sure. A mat at the front door. But what does he do? He's got a little cape, a little red cape, a little cape. And the bull's focus is on the cape. And you know, when the bull runs past, he takes one of those, I hate it. I don't know if they still do it. And they stab the bull as he goes by, and then he comes back again, and he stabs him again. That's what the devil does to you when he fools you out of your authority. When you're looking at the symptoms, when you're looking at the no money, when you're looking at the addictions, and your focus is in these areas, he's now got you focused where Peter took his focus off God, walking on the water, and then the Bible says he saw that the wind and the waves were boisterous. He saw it, and he went down. He went down. Think about it. He was walking on water. And then he saw the wind and the waves, and he sunk. And this was a man who could swim. He was raised up fishing and swimming. We know the one time he dived out of the boat and he swam to Jesus on the shore. Remember? Remember that? He could. Now, when he fell down because of fear, his faith was gone. He screamed, "Help me, save me." He couldn't even tread water. And the devil wants you to focus on all those things instead of on God and the thing. God is so good to us, I tell you. And he's so forgiving. Oh, my goodness. My good. You know, if he was my dad, he would have got a switch and taken me to the shed every day of my life. Come on. And you too. All of you as well. And listen, when you sit there and think, well, I'm not that bad. You're so full of pride. That is the sin that God hates. That's the one worse than sinning. Remember the two men in the synagogue? And the one man standing there saying, well, Lord, I pray every day. I give up my tithes and I give up my offerings. I'm not like this sinner down here, this publican. They call them publicans. This publican tax collector type of man. I'm not like him. And the Bible says he prayed with himself. He prayed thus with himself. God wasn't there. But the guy on the floor was beating his chest. He wouldn't even look up. He said, oh God, forgive me, a sinner. The Bible says, God said these words, that man left justified, the other didn't.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available.